Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, Mishneh Yomi for the second day of Pesach, 16th of Nisan, continues with chapter 5 of Nazir, Mishneh Zayin, Ra'a et Hakoi. A bunch of guys saw a koi. Now, this is a certain kind of animal, and as we'll see, it's a unique sort of animal. Maybe they went to the zoo or the wildlife preserve, and the Amar. And one of them said, Hareini Nazir, I'm becoming a Nazir, Shezeh Haya. If this is a haya is a wild animal, a non-domesticated animal. And now in response, the second man says, Hareini nazir shezei eino haya. I'll be a nazir if that's not a wild animal. So we have a contradiction here already, similar to yesterday's case. Now the third man says, Hareini nazir shezei behema. I'm going to become a nazir if this is a behema, a domesticated animal. And now the fourth man responds, Hareini nazir, well, I'll be a nazir, she'ein zeh behema, if this is not a domesticated animal. Now the fifth man adds, Hareini nazir, she'zeh haya ubehema. I'll be a nazir if this koi is actually both a wild animal and a domesticated animal. And the sixth man says, Hareini nazir, she'ein zeh lo haya v'lo behema. I'll be a nazir if it's neither a wild animal or a domesticated animal. Now there's a seventh man, he says, Hareini nazir, she'echad mekem nazir. I'll become a nazir if one of you is also a nazir. And then the eighth man says, Hareini nazir, she'ein echad mekem nazir. I'll be a nazir if none of you are a nazir. So probably he holds, you know, like Rabbi Tarfon that we saw yesterday, you can only become a nazir if it's definite. And the ninth man says, Hareini nazir, she'kulchem nazirim. I'll be a nazir if every last one of you is a nazir. So the Mishnah rules, Harei kulam nazirim. In this case, all of them become Nazirim. Now, one way to understand this Mishnah is according to Beit Shammai and Rabbi Shimon, who we saw yesterday, requires them to become a Nazir Nedava if they weren't actually a Nazir Chov. If they're not actually obligated through their words, then they should be a Nazir Nedava as a gift so they can really be sure that they're Yotze, that they've fulfilled their obligation. The Rambam explains that the koi itself is an intrinsic doubt. Meaning there's no way to know with certainty if the koi is classified as a haya or behema, or maybe not a haya, not a behema, or neither, or both. And therefore, unlike yesterday's case, where there's the guys walking and Plony's coming and then turns around, and, you know, technically you could figure out, was that Plony or was that man not Plony? By the koi, they're staring right at it and they can't figure out what it is, and halachically, our sages did not classify exactly what it is because it's basically impossible to classify. So the Rambam explains all of them could be right. And since all of them could be right, they all become Nazirim. As an aside, the koi is described in some places as some sort of buffalo-like species. And we know in at least the American buffalo, they were wild animals. But technically, yeah, you could technically domesticate them. There's a Gemara in Chulin where I think it's described as a hybrid between a domestic animal and a wild animal, and it has aspects of both. So let's go on to chapter 7, where we get into sort of the meat and potatoes and grapes of the Nazir restrictions. Shlosha minin, there are three items, asurin benazir, that are forbidden to a nazir. Hatum'a, ritual impurity from a corpse. Fatiglahat, cutting of the hair. The yotze min a gefen, and that which comes from the grape. The chola yotze min a gefen, and everything that comes from the grape, so not just the grape flesh, but the skins and the pits and everything. Mitstorfin zeim ze, they combine one to another for the minimum amount for liability. Well, how much is that? Ve'eno chayev, and he's not liable. Ad sheyochol, until he eats, min anavim, from grape products, kazayit. A zayis is an olive's bulk. Now, it's funny that we measure grapes by kazayit. We measure many things by kazayit. Their olives back then were much larger, approximately an ounce. So whether he's eating very tiny grapes or very large grapes, like the Maraglim took back from Eretz Yisrael to show the people, the shear is actually a kazayit. The Mishnah comments here, Mishnah Rishona, the original version of the Mishnah, the original understanding halachically, which was recorded in another variation of the Mishnah, and when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi compiled the Mishnayot, there were probably some versions floating around with the old understanding, which was no longer halachically accepted, but probably since it was a common misunderstanding of the halacha, they put it into this Mishnah just to clarify what we hold the halacha. So they say, Mishnah, the original version was, Ad sheyishtei revi'it yayin. He's not chayev. He's not liable for violating his nazirut until he drinks a revit of wine. Now, a revit is a liquid measurement, which is a revius, a quarter of a log. And this is probably 3 or 4 ounces. There's a variety of opinions in the postgame, but it's generally larger in volume than a kazait. Rabbi Akiva Omener, Rabbi Akiva taught, and this solidified the halacha, as we'll see, he said, afilu, even a case where shara pita b'yayin, he dipped his bread into a cup of wine, v'yeshba kedei litzarev kazait, and there's enough wine-soaked bread to add up to a kazait, hayav. When he eats the bread, he is liable for violating his nazirut. And we see from here that not only is the shear a kazayit for solid products of the grape, but even for liquids, even for wine or grape juice, the shear is also a kazayit, because a kazayit of wine absorbed in the bread would be liable. And we also see, the Kahatik explains, a concept called heter mitzarif lisser, that something that's allowed, like the bread, could combine with something that's forbidden, the wine to the nazir, to make him liable. So even in a case where there isn't a kezayit volume of wine, but the bread, which is now flavored like wine, combines with that liquid wine absorbed therein to make that kezayit of wine, the nazir is liable. Yashar koach, chag kasher v'sameach. And mo'adim l'simcha for our learners, our listeners in Eretz Yisrael, where it's Chol HaMoed. God willing, we might be there too. I'm recording in advance. So God willing, we have a temple and we're eating our Pesach celebratory meals over there with you guys.